Welcome. The regular meeting of the Alliance Regional Water Authority Board of Directors for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. And Graham, if you'll do the roll call, please.
Sure will. Mayor Houston? I've not heard from her. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Stanford?
Here.
Mr. Neffendorf?
Here.
Councilmember Rockymore? Okay, Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Mr. Earp? Oh, looks like he's just joined on. I'll catch him on the backside there. Mr. Taggart?
Here.
Mr. Betts?
Here.
All right, Ms. Shield will not be able to join us today. Mr. Clack?
Here.
Mr. Allen?
Here.
Ms. Neal? Melissa, Ms. Neal, you there? Okay. Thought I saw her log on. Maybe she lost us for a second. Looks like Mayor Houston, we have you. And Mr. Earp. James, you there? All right, I see you logged in, but I'm not hearing your name. But we do have quorum, so I think we can move forward.
Yeah, I think I'm working now. Sorry.
There you go.
Hi, gotcha. This is Melissa Neal. Sorry, I had to reconnect.
Good timing. Thank you, Melissa.
All right. Thank you, Graham. And with that, moving on to Section C, public comment period. Graham, did we have any?
No one signed up for public comment.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on to Section D, the consent agenda. Item D1, consider approval of minutes of the regular meeting held October 28, 2020. And item D2, consider approval of the financial report for October 2020. I think we're looking for a motion and a second, please.
This is Mike Taylor. I move to approve as presented.
Mr. Ramos, second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion passes. And I apologize. Let me go ahead and reiterate what we've been doing traditionally on these meetings. Voting, if you want to vote no or abstain, please make it known. Otherwise, we'll assume all votes are yes and unanimous. The standard reminder about using mute unless you're speaking. And if you need to interrupt or break the meeting, please feel free to speak up. That's no problem. Thank you very much. With that, going on to item E, public hearings and presentations, and item E1, update on recent public relations activities and future plans.
Board, we have a couple of members from Concept Development and Planning with us today to give you an update on their recent activities with regards to public relations and some of their upcoming goals. Adar, I believe, are you going to lead this discussion? You want to hop on and talk them through?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, my name is Adar Johnson, and I'm with CDNP. My colleague Natalia Versick and I have been working with Mr. Moore on public relations for Alliance Water for the past few months. Thanks. Great. Yes, we prepared just a few things that we wanted to share with you, and I'll go ahead and talk through those. I've been in public engagement for the last 15 years, having spent the majority of that time in energy and utilities, so I was especially excited to win your business and get to work on this project. Thank you so much for allowing us the time to give you an update on some of the things that we've been focused on. As you know, when we started working with you, we wanted to get really clear on how we could best support your current initiatives. So we developed a list of goals and we reached out to you for input. Thank you so much for taking the time to fill out the survey that we shared. It really helped us to flush out and further build out our engagement program. Out of that was born these goals here that you can see on the screen. That was to strengthen the Alliance Water brand presence and recognition among key audiences, to further develop the Alliance Water voice with coordinated communication tools, also to update your messaging, maintain relevance, and ensure cohesive communication on all platforms, to continue to build the Alliance Water audience and community, and to develop campaigns and content to share through different channels. And then also, of course, to support Alliance Water as needed in any current and future initiatives. So to reach those goals, we're working on a few different things. First, we took a look at the website, which was already great. Obviously, y'all had spent a lot of time on that, but we went through it to identify different areas that we thought could be a little more cohesive and more user-friendly. We created some new graphics. We created a timeline and then a map graphic that showed all of the different Alliance Water projects. You can see that here on the bottom. And we also added a place on the website to capture contact information for folks who are wanting to sign up for future updates that we can use to develop a stakeholder email database. In addition to the website, we've been working on social media. We've been managing the different Alliance social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We've been focusing weekly posts across all of the platforms in three key themes, conservation and education, Alliance Water news and updates, and also in the news. We develop unique content for these posts as well as share different partner posts. We've included some of the posts here so that you can see what we've been working on. Hopefully you've had a chance to view them on social media as well. I encourage you also to like and share them on your own social media accounts if you have them. We find that that's how different accounts can really gain bigger and better followings. And we're also always looking for other interesting and relevant content. If you feel so inclined to share any suggestions, we'd love to have those too. Additionally, we've been working with Mr. Moore to support him in developing a virtual ribbon cutting for your new pump station. There will be a photo and a video component, and we're going to produce it in a way so that the content can be repurposed and used for other purposes, such as on the website for educational purposes or through social media as well. And as always, we're always here if anything comes up that we can support you with in addition to any of these goals and initiatives as well. So that's kind of a high-level overview. I don't know if any of y'all have any questions, but we'd be certainly happy to talk through any of this in more detail.
If there are not any questions, I'll just say that I'm particularly happy with some of the concepts that they've come up with on the virtual open house. Typically, we would have done that, or virtual ribbon cutting, typically we would have done that in person. But with COVID, obviously, and the situation that it's imposing and trying to limit crowds, we felt like the virtual open house was the best way to debut the pump station. And so they've come up with some good, unique ideas that I think will be useful for us in many different ways. And so I'm excited about working towards that and the first part of 2021, having that ready to present to obviously the board and then all of the stakeholders and everybody in the region. So thank you, Adar and Natalia, for your work.
Oh, thank you so much. We're really happy to be working with you.
Well, thank you very much, Adar. Thank you, Graham. With that, we are moving on to Section F, items for discussion, not requiring action. And again, as we have been doing on the tradition with these telephone video meetings, is on these items, unless there's any items that a member would like to discuss on them, I think they've been talked about at the technical committee. Graham, did you have any items on here you wanted to bring up?
No, I think we've got all the pertinent updates further down in the report, so I don't feel a need to pull anything today.
Okay. Unless there are any other discussion on Section F, we will move down to Section G, Executive Director and Legal Counsel Reports.
I've got really only one update, and that's that we are continuing to work on water sharing. Obviously, we've had an agreement in place with BUTA for a number of years. We are working on a similar type arrangement with County Line Special Utility District. They've identified the need for some water prior to the Carrizo project coming online. San Marcos has been identified as a surplus. Someone has had surplus water that could be make that water available for County Line. And so we're working right now on developing a fee proposal to do a rate study to update the rates for that. And then ultimately we'll be working on the agreement to get that put in place for the early part of 2021. So that's actively ongoing, and we'll provide more updated information as we move along in that process here over the next several months. Otherwise, I don't have any other updates.
Yeah, nothing further from Mike.
All right. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Mike. With that, again, quickly moving on to Section H, Items for Action or Discussion Direction. Item H1, update and discussion regarding the status of the authority's Phase 1B program and direction to staff and consultants.
Let me get that presentation up. I'm sorry, I didn't have it on my desktop like I thought I did. Bear with me.
No problem.
Ryan here started on it.
Sure. Afternoon, everyone. We'll go through general update as always, and there is one consulting work order on the agenda as well, so I'll touch on that after I get through the general update slides.
Wait, I'm not wanting to pull that up. Let me try one more time here. Ryan, do you happen to have that handy? Is there a chance you could pull it up on your screen and share it from there?
I do. Yeah, let me attempt to share. Is that cooperating?
Yes, it sure is. Thank you.
Okay, great. Let me get that into... Okay. Is that showing up slideshow on the screen?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, very good. All right.
Yep.
Good afternoon, everyone. Go ahead and jump right into ongoing progress. Milestone reviews, keeping with the theme, plenty of activity right now amongst the many projects here this month. You know, you'll note we've got a few projects over these next couple months that are approaching 100% milestones. So really down to wrapping up and working through the fine details of several of these projects, you know, and as we've discussed schedule wise, you know, with the intent of going, getting some of these out for proposal requests first quarter of next year. So a lot of activity from a review standpoint right now, actively in the program over these next couple months. Couple other things just wanted to briefly touch on. First of all, TCEQ exception requests. I did high level update on that last month, just kind of giving everyone a refresher on what we were pursuing and why between the pipelines as well as the facilities. with the design consultants leading the effort of getting the design data together and the program coordinating with TCEQ to submit and work through questions and comments. So the brief update I wanted to give here is, you know, we had been awaiting our first approvals to come back for pipelines segments A and B, and we received both of those here in the last few weeks. So off to a good start there. Not that we were expecting any major surprises, but definitely good to see that we're in alignment with the TCEQ on those rule exceptions that we have been requesting. So those are schedule critical approvals, and so we're staying on track with those so far. So more to come, but that was certainly good news here in the meantime. With regards to the Texas Water Development Board, we did hear recently last week in coordination with Graham, identified several planning phase and design phase contracts to be submitted for our next release of funds. And those are a couple of release of funds, one from the 2017 loan and then one from the 2019 loan. So they'll be continue to be plenty more of those, but just to give you a quick update that there's a couple more in the hopper at the TWDB right now for their review and consideration. Expect to hear back within a few weeks. Easement acquisition status. One thing to note with regards to the table, we did add a column there, third from the right, regarding just tracking an additional step for y'all's reference, which is the final offer letter. You know, in going through the general process, there's an initial offer phase that the land agents start the initial coordination with the landowner after submitting that offer to them. And then, of course, we move on to the next step of submitting final offer letters and hopefully wrap up an agreement by then. And if not, of course, looking at eminent domain or other options moving forward from there. So just wanted to identify that extra column that's been added in, and we'll continue to keep that included for y'all's reference. With regards to segments A and B, we have gone through a couple of eminent domain hearings on some of those parcels here over the last few weeks. And there are several more scheduled here in the coming weeks, you know, well into early 2021. So keep you updated on that. But we did go through our first couple of those. And I imagine Graham will be touching on that a little bit in executive session today. Aside from that, the land agents focus and Alliance's special counsel for acquisition, they're primarily focused on segments A and B right now. It's been mentioned before, possession and use agreements in lieu of standard offers and with the option to hopefully avoid condemnation in some cases. Those have been circulating, according to Alliance's special counsel, to several attorneys, and you know, they're working through terms and details on several of those. So a lot of activity. You know, and certainly from a schedule standpoint, the push right now is for those on the first couple of segments that we don't expect to get into an agreement, you know, to try to get the hearing scheduled and move the process forward. So that's actively what we're focused on. Moving on then to our one project in construction currently, brief update on the well drilling. Here in the last month, well number 9, which is the first well out of the gate, is has been drilled entirely and cased. And in the meantime, the contractor has also performed the pilot holes, the initial holes at the three of the other four total wells on the project. Over the next 30 days, and in fact, some of this has already taken place just here in the last couple of weeks, at well site number 9, they have installed the screen. They are actively pumping clean water out of that well with the expectation that possibly here before the end of this week or early next week before Thanksgiving, the water sampling will occur so that we can get those tests run and confirm the quality parameters associated with that initial well. And we'll certainly have an update on that as soon as we get that information back. And then looking ahead further into early December and through the month of December, they're going to be focused primarily on the next well, site number 8. So in general, things are moving along well on that particular project right now. So a couple other photos to share with you. Just some aerial views courtesy of Jim, showing the overall well setup there, drilling setup there at well number 9.
What's the sand thickness on the formation? Has that been what we anticipated, or any initial rates on production? Has it kind of been about where we thought?
I have not heard any early information about production. Graham, any chance that you've gotten any feedback so far?
Not yet. They're waiting to determine production until after they cleaned everything up. The sand thicknesses were exactly what James had estimated they would be in those areas, our hydrogeologist. So there were no surprises in any of the pilot hole drilling.
Good to hear.
If no other questions on any of that, I'll go ahead and move on to brief budget update.
Yeah, Brian?
Yes, Tom.
If I might, could we go back to the easement acquisition status? I just had one question on that.
Sure.
So I understand the numbers in relation to the initial offer letters delivered in relation to, you know, a number of appraisals and parcels. I guess I'd be interested in understanding. I know we've got some lag there in appraisal prep. And I mean, is that, you know, anything to be, it looks like they're okay on A and B and they kind of tail off in the later ones, which appear to be okay. I guess I was curious about the delay time between the initial offer letters and the final offer letters and what we're allowing for that. And, you know, that seems to be, you know, somewhere that we're somewhat behind there in relation to, you know, some of the early segments also. So just wanted to get a better idea of what kind of parameters are around those letter deliveries.
Sure, absolutely. A couple things to touch on in relation to that. Number one, the final offer letters, keep in mind, you know, for some of those parcels, and there's a lot of different numbers, you know, amongst the different segments here, but several of those parcels, you know, in some cases a final offer letter wasn't necessary before a landowner signed a purchase agreement. So say in the case of segment A, we identify, you know, 15 purchase agreements signed already. The large majority of those, I don't think it even went past the initial offer stage.
Okay.
So that, you know, of the 39 total parcels, that's the reason why several of those were not, you know, have not been provided to the landowner, is because they weren't necessary.
So for instance, on pipeline segment A, the real comparison there would be, since you've got 15 signed agreements already, you're really, you know, basically at the 37 total. You've delivered all the final offer letters that would be for anything remaining, I assume. Although, I guess that's not quite true, is it?
Yeah, no, there's two parcels where there's been coordination. One in particular, there's been coordination of a delivery site with GBRA, where both entities have, we've had an extended coordination process with the landowner. That one, an initial offer letter is imminent. And then there's another where just ongoing coordination with the landowner on alignment, has led to that process to where it's just now in appraisal. So, anticipate, you know, based on all the coordination to date, and which has involved Alliance as special counsel for both of those, that, you know, a possession and use agreement is definitely a viable option if the offer, if it becomes apparent that the offer process isn't going to be productive quickly.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Ryan, this is Mike Taylor. Following up on that same line, I was curious, how do we have deadlines after the final offer to where it comes to the board to get those approvals for condemnation?
We do. And yeah, sorry, the second answer to your question, Mike, and also kind of the second part of your questions, Tom, the kind of go hand in hand. So, you know, as soon as in the case of the both offers, you know, the general directive to the land agents at this point is, of course, move along to meet the minimum requirements. Certainly want to negotiate in good faith, obviously, but we, you know, have to move the process along so that if it is going to come to common condemnation, to eminent domain, that we pull the trigger on that sooner than later. Once we get past the final offer letter process, there's been, you know, some exceptions if, you know, what we're hearing from the land agent is an offer or an acceptance is imminent, if we can iron out these few terms of the easement, or if Alliance will be willing to consider, you know, a slightly different offer. In fact, I think there's one of those instances on the agenda today for executive session potentially. But at any rate, there are some exceptions where we don't necessarily throw it to the board for approval right away. But definitely the intent is to get there as soon as we need to. And, you know, if it's apparent that it's not going anywhere or that the landowner is in no particular hurry, then we at least want to get it to where it's approved for eminent domain if that's ultimately the direction it's going to go.
Thanks. I was just concerned that some of the approved for condemnations were lagging behind the amount of final offer letters, because we've had people lead us down that garden path and put us in a bind. And we've since set deadlines to where we tell them straight up after they get the final offer letter, this is how many days we're going to wait before we pull the trigger.
Understood. Now, there's been a pretty focused discussion on that, especially over the last several weeks, I'd say, in our weekly meetings with the land team, that to emphasize exactly that, Mike, that, you know, we've got to move the process along and, you know, want to do what we reasonably can, but we can't, like you said, we can't have one or two or more outliers drag the whole process out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Moving on to budget update, very briefly touch on the first slide here being the projected allocation of cost between Alliance and GBRA. The projects you see here being just the combined program projects, meaning those that are shared between Alliance and GBRA. And, you know, as you've seen in prior months, we've just been tracking that percent allocation between the two entities as projected currently. And really where we see the fluctuation is primarily in the facilities as they get further along in design. You know, there's different elements within each facility that are sized for different phases for the Alliance program. So that results in a cumulative percentage, you know, that adds up based on how the consultant develops the cost projection and the allocated share. So all of that to say, the only update this month, the original, go through the columns again, original is what was projected back in early 2019 when the engineering report was initially developed. The revised being the major update that we provided to you this summer, June, July timeframe. And then the red strike throughs being just updates since that time, and the italics being the red italicized being those that have changed over the last month. So the only update this go round is for the booster pump station. The allocated share between Alliance and GBRA, it decreased by a couple percentage points for Alliance based on the 90% submittal by the design consultant for the pump station. Moving on to projected cost, a few things have been added since the last update to this slide. Over to the far left, there was a request to a good request to show where we're at in the actual milestone process for these various projects. So that column has been added over in red on the far left side there, so you can understand where we're at and what the current cost projection is based on from a percent complete standpoint design. And then in the bottom right, there's a cumulative change that's referenced versus the update that we provided for the prior month. So that's what you're seeing down there, that negative 2.3 million. And so that's the cumulative change from the last update that we did last month in October. And so the numbers you see here, there's just two projects that have changed since October. That would be the booster pump station as well as pipeline segment B. And in each of those cases, there was a decrease on the order of basically a little over 1 million in the case of each of those projects for the projected construction cost and for Alliance's allocated share. So that's how you arrive at that total of negative 2.3 million versus the October update. So as we've talked about, we'll continue to give you these updates. As you know, you saw in the first slide in this presentation, we've got submittals coming in almost every week, it feels like. So there's always something to update on. So we'll continue to do so. Happy to take any questions. Okay. With that, moving on to the one consulting services contract on the agenda today. This is for Program Environmental. This is the seventh work order for Blanton and Associates. And the scope of work, this is continuing the discussion and really the last few work orders for Blanton that we've discussed previously. Really two key elements here. Number one, the Corps of Engineers and the initial feedback we received when Blanton submitted their report on Segment A. We had already received approval from the Texas Historical Commission for the Cultural Resources Report. So the next step was to get the Corps of Engineers input with regards to all the cultural resources work done around the jurisdictional boundaries. And so the Corps came back unexpected comments, basically requiring a fairly significant amount of field work to be required by Blanton and Associates to satisfy what they thought was an appropriate level of due diligence. So Blanton and Associates, we've come to you already with Segment A, a work order associated with that additional work for Segment A. This work order includes the additional work that's going to be required for segments B, C, D, and E of the pipelines, you know, anticipating based on the feedback received as far as this consists of shovel testing, in some cases mechanical trenching, just trying to meet what we see as the minimum required parameters based on the Corps of Engineers reviewers' feedback. So that's one element of this work order. The other significant one is the phase two hazardous materials investigations. We've similarly had prior work orders that included some of this additional work. What it amounted to is with Blanton and Associates performing their initial hazardous materials investigations along the pipeline alignments. You know, this would be things such as apparent chemical or potential chemical or oil spills along the alignment, those sorts of things that could contaminate soil and or contaminate the groundwater in the immediate vicinity of the proposed pipeline routing. And then the other element being for old abandoned structures that are in the path of the proposed pipeline, some asbestos and or lead material concerns, you know, that require additional sampling and testing. So collectively, to meet the Texas Water Development Board's requirements, performing these additional tests to verify what additional requirements may be needed along the alignment with regards to these hazardous materials. So this would be the last of those. We had in prior work orders approved pipeline segment A, B, E, and portions of segment D. This one is mostly segment C, which is our longest of the five pipeline segments. So there are a fair amount of items to be investigated, 13, as well as a couple on segment D that, based on a couple adjustments, need further review. So that's probably the majority of this proposal. But in addition to those two items, there's a little bit of project management time based on that, as well as report editing and updates for the additional field work. So this is a time and materials work order, which is how we've handled all prior work orders, at least work orders 2 through 7 with Blanton. You know, we've fallen short of budget, we've had budget surpluses on some of the prior ones as Blanton has been completing those. So certainly hopeful that'll be the case here as well. With that, happy to take questions. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ryan. Moving on to item H2, consider adoption of resolution 2020111800001, approving work order number 7 with Blanton and Associates for additional environmental services associated with the authority's Phase 1B program.
Mr. Roman.
I'll Graham, second if Umberto made the motion.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you. And with that, we are moving on to Section I, Board Member Items or Future Agenda Items. Do we have any? All right. Sounds like no. And the next section is the Executive Session. Item J1, Executive Session pursuant to Government Code, Section 551071, Consultation with Attorney, and or Section 551072, Real Property Deliberations regarding A, Water Supply Partnership Options, B, Groundwater Leases, C, Acquisition of Real Property for Water Supply Project Purposes. Do we have any requests for exceptions for additional folks to attend?
Yes, this is Mike Taylor. I'd like Regina Frankie, my Assistant General Manager, to attend.
Absolutely. All right.
I'm going to ask that Jason Beamer and Ryan Soa also be allowed in.
Absolutely. And I apologize, Graham, did you send out the login information for the executive session? Do we have that?
I did. I sent an email this morning to the board at 8:31 this morning.
Okay. Well, I will. Okay. Any chance? Please. And does everybody else have that?
It's on its way.
If so, okay. Thank you. Then we will place this meeting on hold and go to the other meeting and have the executive session. We'll be back here in a little while.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Christmas. It's turned into a birthday party. I said, look, Mom. I said,
okay, I believe we have everybody except Pat Allen had made me aware that he was going to have to leave at 4 o'clock. So I'll make sure the minutes reflect that he had to leave in the middle of item J1.
All right. Thank you very much, Graham. With that, we'll move to item J2, action from executive session on the following matters: A, water supply partnership options; B, groundwater leases; C, acquisition of real property for water supply project purposes; and D, consideration of resolution 2020111800002, approving a purchase agreement with Robert and Valerie Stillwell for a permanent pipeline easement on parcel D045G.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mike Taylor. I move to approve the resolution as presented.
Mr. Ramos, second.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you. Moving on to item E, consideration of resolution 2020111800003, finding public convenience and necessity for and authorizing the acquisition of certain water pipeline easements and temporary construction easements at certain B estates for the Alliance Regional Water Authority Phase 1B Waterline Project, in connection therewith, over, across, upon, and under certain privately owned real estate properties, authorizing all appropriate actions by the Board of Directors, staff, retained attorneys, and engineering and technical consultants in the institution and prosecution of condemnation proceedings to acquire any such needed fee estates and easements and temporary construction easements and related rights of ingress and egress that cannot be acquired through negotiation, declaring further negotiations futile, ratifying and affirming all acts and proceedings heretofore done or initiated by employees, agents, and attorneys of ARWA to acquire such property interests, including necessary acts for any applicable lien holders for such properties, authorizing all other lawful action necessary and incidental to such acquisition or eminent domain proceedings to survey, specify, define, and secure the necessary interest in real property, declaring the sections of the resolution to be severable one from the other in the event any section of the resolution is determined to be invalid, establishing an effective date, and finding and determining that the meeting at which this resolution is passed was noticed and is open to the public as required by law.
Tom Taggart.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry. Michael, go ahead.
Move to adopt the resolution as presented.
And Tom Taggart will second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you very much. And item K, adjournment.
Move to approve, adjourn, Mike Taylor.
Second by Houston.
Third by
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say no. Are there any abstentions? The ayes have it. The motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank y'all very much. Have a great Thanksgiving next weekend.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.